Dude, I don't know.
Every day there's something new.
Yeah, it's like a little consistency is all that the world is really looking for, right?
Dude, this is an entire week where we are just trying to be able to put on the best show we can. And we've been successful for the weeks prior to this. And we continue to try and ask for some assistance on this. And we're not seeming to get it. So I'm a little frustrated by this again today. But hey, thank you folks for tuning in to Grand Theft Audio Radio. Let's see if we're even on.
Okay, something's wrong because we're not even on the air.
Okay.
We're playing an old episode.
Okay, I'm talking over the mic. Do you see anything coming up on the board to your left? The lights are... Is it processing my... Okay, so... But we're not on the air.
Not yet. This is a different episode of GTA coming up now.
Nice cash quit unexpectedly.
Barely hearing it in this.
Nothing there, right?
Hardly anything at all.
Hardly anything?
I can barely hear our show in the background.
No, that's probably because I have this on here. And then,
that's exactly why.
This is. How you doing? Yeah. Oh, nothing. I'm on the air right now. I'm on a musical break. Yeah. Did you get my test email? Okay, cool. So it did get through to you. That's great. That way I can be able to cut up what we did yesterday and be able to send it over. Then, most welcome, dude. I look forward to getting you guys in here and through again. Hey, you too. Bye. Okay. Keep the signal up. Come on. I don't know who's running this place now, but this is just bullshit.
Well, for you, dude, it's just not going to happen. You're getting older, and you're continuing. It's, you know, he's the mid-30s guy who's continuing to look at 18 and 19-year-old girls as if he has a shot. One of my best friends is just like that. I'm not going to use his name on here, and he's never been mentioned on here, so I'll leave that. But, you know, we're 30.
This says it's recording.
Hey. So it's going through to there, but it's not coming out. So how do I switch where the input is? Come on. This sucks.
Mindy, this is Jake Belcher from Grand Theft Audio Radio at Skid Row Studios. I understand you're one of the new contacts here. We're supposed to be having our show live from 9 to 11 on the air, and we are not getting on. I've tried to contact Joel, Jeremy, and Sonia, and I've heard nothing back from any of them. If there's anything you can do to help me, please call me back. 626-379-6119. Urgent. Thank you.
We're not on the air right now for some reason. It's not picking up our signal and going through. If you could please call me back at 626-379-6119, it'd be appreciated. This is fairly urgent. We're on the air. We have guests here, so please call us back.
gonna keep trying to talk in here and hoping that something comes through. I'm gonna keep trying, and if it doesn't, then I'm probably gonna mess you up, stab you in the belly, and maybe in the face.
Man.
Hello, Nicholas. How you doing, man? This is Jake from Grand Theft Audio, Skid Row Studios. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I just got your message right now. I'm sorry. I was asleep still. All right, so what's the problem?
Usually the show just starts at 9 o'clock. Like, everything just runs out, and, whatever's playing stops, and then it starts picking up the signal from inside the control room. And this morning it did not do that. No, it seems to be running. I guess there's a program, maybe it's called NiceCast, and it is up, and it says that NiceCast quit unexpectedly. Click reopen to open the application again, and I've tried to do that, but that doesn't seem to be doing anything.
Oh, really? Okay, have you opened up Radiologic DJ?
I will... See, I believe that's open. Radiologic DJ, yes. It says preference set default.
Okay, so you're supposed to have a show that's supposed to be going right now?
Yeah, we do a daily show from 9 to 11. We've been doing it for a couple months.
So there's nothing playing right now? Not even a pre-recorded broadcast?
Yes, there is a pre-recorded broadcast going out.
Okay, and you can hear it? You can hear it? Did you turn up the button marked CR on the soundboard? Control room, the volume?
Yeah, we can hear it.
Okay, and your show is supposed to start at 9?
Yes.
Okay, look at the recorder.
Okay.
And look at the recorder in the rack mount. It's a solid state recorder, silver one. The thing that records every show, is it running?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay, so the hour is running right now?
Yes, it's at 2017, 2018, 2019, yeah. Yes.
Okay. Click the button that says auto.
Yeah.
It says auto on right now, yes?
Yes.
Okay, click it.
Okay.
So that it says auto off and tell me if the rebroadcast stops playing.
Okay. Hold on. Yeah, it's not going to be on there. Hold on 2 seconds. Hey, Brent, do you have it on your phone?
No, I can bring it up. What did you do with it? I forgot to plug it in.
Yeah, the old episode is still running.
Okay, and which channel faders do you have up? What's up right now? Like, I'm talking about beyond the microphone that you guys use. Do you have 10? Are 10, 11, and 12 all up right now?
11 is up, 12 is up, and yeah, I guess they all are up, yeah. But
they're
only
all turned on and up in volume?
The only one that's on is 11.
Okay, yeah, 11 would be the one that, well, when a show is going on, normally just the mics are on, and 11 would be on and playing things if you had sound clips or music as a part of your show.
Which we do, yeah.
Okay, so a pre-recorded program is still running right now, but
yes.
The recorder is on?
Yep. Yes.
Okay, so did you turn auto off?
I sure did, yes.
Okay, what I'm thinking you could do is, okay, in the program Radio Logic, it's letting you, I'm sorry. The program that is currently playing, rebroadcasting, It shows what it is, right? Like, you can see the name of it and everything. What is it a rebroadcast of?
What it says on the list is, it says now, Skid Row Studio Live. Yeah, it just says now Skid Row Studios Live. Did it just stop?
That's what it says is playing right now?
Yeah, it says, like that little list on top that says before that, just heard, and now.
Yeah.
What it says for now is Skid Row Studios Live. Other programs that could be playing things in, I just don't see it.
Okay, the recorder is running right now. It's recording the time of your show.
Yeah.
But you're hearing something come
Okay, so the way that we're checking it, like what's on the air, like every time we go on the air, we pull up our what are they called? Like our iPhones or whatever, and open it up and throw the stream on there. So we just check the stream, make sure it's going out. And what that is playing is an older episode of our show, Grand Theft Audio.
Yeah. Why don't you just turn your episode off?
I do not see it anywhere that it's playing. I mean, it is not on this Radio Logic page. Like that, what that has up is something called Drew Mark's Bad Advice and Skid Row Studios Silence Track Half a Second. I mean, it is not queued up anywhere that I see.
Okay. I'm starting to understand more what you're saying now. All right. Actually, pop up iTunes and see if for some reason it's playing in there. Jeremy had to fix some stuff in there, and he transferred some stuff over there. And I think it actually might be running in iTunes.
So yeah,
pop up iTunes and see if there's something playing in there.
I have iTunes up, and it is not playing in there.
That might be controlling sound that's going out, and you can't find where your rebroadcast is coming from?
Yeah, I'm trying to. Okay, what is this? This is called... Okay. This is called Radio Logic Scheduler. And
that just shows that the times programs, how long they run, and which ones are lined up for the week. I think that has to do with the rebroadcast, but... there's no sound coming from there. The only two places where there's sound coming through that goes on the air, like as far as like songs and things, are Radio Logic, DJ, and iTunes. All right, I'm thinking. Okay, did you...
I sure did. I tried Jeremy first, and I tried Sonia, who used to be our engineer. I tried both of them first, but I got nowhere with them. Like, I had no answers.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay, so the recorder end is working right. Technically, it is recording at your show. It's recording
your
live broadcast right now.
Yeah.
Okay, you turn the microphones off. They're not on the soundboard?
Mics are on the soundboard.
Which mics do you have on?
We have the two that we work with, two and I guess five.
Okay, I guess turn them off for now.
are that if we are actually recording and that it's going to the machine, because like when we talk, okay, so I just turned one of the mics on here. I just turned on number one in here. When I talk, it is definitely registering on the like the loudness monitor on the digital recorder.
Yeah, and one would get heard if you're one is the microphone for the control room.
Yeah.
For me to talk to callers and for me to talk to you guys.
Yeah.
Over the air when you're doing your show, you would be able to hear those mics if you're in the talk room with the headphones up. And I don't know that your failures if you would hear. That mic.
Now, is it registering me there? So you can tell him that. I'm hearing it on the speakers in here now.
Because that's like kind of, that's like a control room.
But we're still not, we're not hearing anything that's being broadcast out through these speakers like we usually would.
I'm still trying to figure out why. Because only because I haven't dealt with that problem yet myself. I've only been at the studio for a month.
Yeah.
And so far that issue has not popped up for me. So I'm trying to figure out why.
Hey Brent, is when I'm talking, is it coming through those mics, those over there?
The headphones, let me check.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, wait, so
this
your,
is
your partner just said that he can hear.
I'm trying to
microphone one through his headphones.
Now he can hear microphone one through his headphones.
Yes. And you just turned on five, and so I can hear five in my own headphones now.
But the rebroadcast is still running. Yes.
Yeah, but we're not hearing it in the headphones either.
That's really weird, only because whenever the recorder kicks on, it's only supposed to be recording a show that's being done live in the studio.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't record rebroadcasts, and it's a rebroadcast. Everything is set up and timed together. That a rebroadcast is supposed to stop running. And okay, do you play clips? Do you play sound clips or music on your show as well?
Yes.
Okay, and do you build your own playlists and have them inserted in the Radio Logic?
No. I handle everything through a soundboard on the screen.
Okay. Oh yeah. I'm in the talk room computer.
Yeah.
Okay, so you run the soundboard yourself.
No, I'm sorry. Not that does not happen here. That happens from the yes. I'm sorry. From the talk room computer. Yes.
Yeah, you set up your sound clips on the soundboard in the talk room computer, right?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. So there's not, even if you wanted to stop the rebroadcast that's being playing, you don't see anywhere where it says what's playing.
I sure don't.
Stop?
I sure don't know. I looked on this computer. I looked on that computer to make sure that it wasn't somehow running in the iTunes on the one in the control room or on the page for somehow. Channel 11 is the only one that is turned on.
Okay. That is the one that...
It says DJ.
Yeah, that's the one that sends out what's going on. Well, that's more so... Okay. Actually, the fact that the recorder is on and recording and that you have the mic turned on, that's what ends up going out. 11 is whatever is being played off the computer in the control room and going out over the air. That gets used when I have...
Hey, Brent, hold that thing again.
Those are for 11 and 4 rebroadcast when auto gets turned on or when I have stuff set up in the control room myself that's a part of the show and that gets turned on to be sent out over the air. But technically,
I was expecting something on.
So, what if I turned off 11 and turned on.
Yeah.
Just 10.
Turn 11 off.
Yeah.
Turn the fader down and turn the channel off.
Yeah.
And turn your mics up. Make sure they're not peaking. And you should be able to do the show still. I don't know where that sound is coming from, but I would imagine if you turn it off and you just turn your mics on, you should be able to do your show. Okay, one last thing to make sure that it would at least turn that channel off. Turn that channel off and continue listening on your phone and tell me suddenly if there's nothing over the air.
You're still coming through there, right? Yeah, Grand Theft Audio, and my name is Jake. Yes. Okay, cool. Thanks, man.
I guess it means you can record. I say just shut off the mics until you want to try and do a half hour of something, or should we just... Because you can still do the recording. It's just not broadcasting live, but it'll be recorded. You can just have them take the last 30 minutes.
Can you try to do the call-in number?
What is it again?
Yeah, I'm here myself through the phone. Call 1-800. I don't know the rest. Okay. Phone's ringing.
I have nothing coming here.
Phone's ringing.
Hold on. Try again. Wait. Brent, just talk to your phone. Okay. I'll get it in a second.
Okay. Just call now.
Get back on your phone.
Say again.
Try on your phone again.
Talking into my phone. Are you hearing it? Yes. It's like 1 second. Delay. Ha ha. I wonder if this stuff is recording. Probably is. Awesome.
All right.
Should I turn off my phone?
Yeah. At least we know that part is working now.
Yes, we do. Oh, here's your phone back.
Thank you. Still not coming through.
Hey there, YouTuber!
Now
Now, stop me if you heard this one. A lion, a zebra, a hippo, and a giraffe walk into a casino. Run from the law.
Guys, he's got a tail.
Right on time.
Well, who knows what we're going to do here. This has definitely been a fucked up waste of a day.
Yep. Glad we came down. Got up early.
Yeah. Well, I have such little respect right now for our listeners.
Such little respect for our listeners?
And just the whole thing in general. Mm-hmm. I'm going to eat this big-ass Subway sandwich. Hey, a big-ass Subway sandwich.
Mm, delicious.
Sure are meaty, motherfucker.
That's what you get when you get this Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah, it's pretty good, actually. Like, you want vegetables? I'm like, fuck your vegetables, bitch.
No. Meat, cheese, and sauce.
Those vegetables can suck my dick. Well, hey, everybody. This is not going out to anyone, so what's the difference?
Right. This is all going to get deleted.
Yep. It already basically doesn't exist.
Exactly. All we're doing is talking to each other through the microphones instead of without the microphones.
A little bit easier.
Yeah.
I can hear you really well.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. And the fact that we know that the phone works.
Yeah.
Good, clean signal.
Yeah. So, hey, we're getting it.
And here I am still using the cough button when I don't have to because this isn't going out to anybody.
But that was just for me.
It was. It's so I don't clear my throat in your ears.
So I imagine I should be pleasant and not just chew right into my
No, that's quite all right. I don't mind. I know you're hungry.
Thanks.
You had salad for dinner.
Definitely not as hungry now as I was earlier.
Well, good.
It's a big-ass sandwich.
It's a big-ass sandwich. So Elvis is coming back from the dead thanks to some digital wizardry.
Where are they doing that?
Digital Domain Media Group Incorporated, the Academy Award-winning studio that created visual effects for Transformer films and Tron Legacy, has signed an agreement with Core Media Group to jointly develop and produce a series of virtual Elvis Presley likenesses for a range of entertainment projects, including appearances in shows and film and TV productions. With studios in Los Angeles, London, Vancouver, Canada, and other cities, Digital Domain created the computer-generated likeness of the late rap star Tupac Shakur for Dr. Dre's recent show at the Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival. Is there a lot of arts down there, you think? Are there a bunch of booths that have, like, art stuff?
No. It's tattoo shops. are tattoos art?
For some people.
To a certain type of deviant.
Core Media Group, a portfolio company of Apollo Global Management, owns the license rights to Presley, Muhammad Ali, and other figures and brands. Muhammad Ali is not a surprise that we'll probably wind up seeing him as one relatively soon. Those are some sexy
stuff.
Let's
not tell Carl that we're on the air and just be horrible to him.
Okay.
Come on in, you dumb motherfucker. Right now, we have the dumbest person on the face of the planet joining us. You can't believe what a fucking retard this guy is. Hey, how you doing, dum-dum? Poop for brains. Stinky.
Knee-high sock.
I'll give you a stinky.
Yeah. We have brought you in here for a special piece of information.
What?
We have your mom on the line. And we're going to talk about incest.
Yeah, right.
Thank you for being here, Carl.
Okay.
Okay, Carl's mom, say something.
Hello, Carl.
Yeah, I tell you this much. We're not on the air. We're having technical difficulties. Oh. There's no show going on.
There's no show going on.
I would never actually treat you like that.
It is recording. It is recording what we're saying, but it's not going out.
It is never going to exist anywhere.
There was another one of our episodes for some reason is broadcasting over the Skid Row.
They don't know what's wrong.
No, yeah, and Jeremy won't be able
to. Is there any way to tape off in Hamlet?
Yeah, we'll be able to do that. We'll just cut out the last 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. Or
yeah, at 10:30 when he gets here, you guys can record it, and it'll be available as a sound clip for an upcoming whatever.
Okay, that's cool.
So,
yeah, fine.
Yeah.
Okay. So at least you don't have to cancel that. We clown just actually showed up, and we had,
Wow.
But he's going to. We lost.
Karen Kilgareth.
Karen Kilgareth for our live show, so he's going to fill in for her.
Oh, what happened with her?
No real explanation, just can't make it.
Well, he's better.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
let's have that fresh.
Yeah.
I just sent the notices out.
I am really surprised with the sheer number of computers that you've gone through that you haven't bought one of those ones that are like in those like steel cases.
This is pretty solid.
Oh, no, I believe that they keep getting a little bigger every time you get a new one so that they'll absorb some more damage. But, I mean, I've seen those ones that they talk about where like it's shockproof. You can drop it from 10 feet up and it'll absorb it. And it's the casing that's so much more expensive.
Day two or three of me having this one, I was running to a movie screening in Beverly Hills and my bag flipped open and it went boom into the pavement, but nothing happened. It's been fine. I'm shocked.
Shocked,
I tell you.
Well, they have shock absorbers on those too.
But I mean, I don't know. I mean, with my luck, I thought it would totally be moved. My file system.
I'm gonna go down for a minute.
Sure.
You want the paper? I think I'm just gonna.
Sure.
Head back early.
Hey, Dobo?
No, I'm probably gonna go to the restaurant with discounted
food. Good. Did they give you guys a good discount?
We get 50% off on the days we work. We get nothing when we don't work.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah. But you can order a la carte too, like these scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
I usually just get one egg and one pancake, and it costs me like $2.64. Since
I just usually just take it out of my tips, I don't think it was money. Smart. Right. Because somebody tipped you breakfast. Exactly.
All right. I'll give it a few.
All right. I found the number for him. I'm going to read over my shit. Some of the
questions.
Thanks. Hey, I see ya. Yeah. Is that all right? Oh, really?
Yeah, so we can call him 9:55 and give him a call.
Or 9:25, or 10:25. Sorry, yeah, 10:25. Okay. Oh, what is it? Okay, thanks, bud. Oh, hey, let's figure out today for sure this Van Halen thing, because I don't want to leave you stranded.
And I just got a call from Rachel. She pushed herself back.
Really?
I told her to take her little call.
Oh, because she wants to be live, or what?
No, because she didn't get a chance. She wants to cut up all her own bumpers and all of her own things, and she's having a computer problem that she hasn't been able to do it, so she asked her.
Oh, okay. Well, we can still go there, right?
I don't know what the point is, but sure.
I'm trying to... Well, I don't know. I want to fix my... I haven't done anything for Cause Effect. I need to do the theme song and...
We did cut our Cause Effect opening 2 weeks ago.
I forget. What song did I use?
It was the musical partisan Huey Lewis song.
Oh, you're right. Okay, I'm sorry.
So we've already cut
that. That's fine. No, that's fine. I'm sorry. I forgot I had that. That's fine. I just blanked.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks, dude. I tried to convey that to him, and he was really brusque and fast.
Let's just make it a conversation.
You sure? Okay. All right, thanks, man. Sorry. Oh, because of this?
The response was very...
How's so? What they do? I'm having another concert in a sec to keep looking, but... They're full of shit, because they were just bragging to you about how many listeners there were for, he's just pissed because you're leaving.
That's why part of me thinks this is on purpose.
Hey, I'll get into it later about why or whatever, but, well, actually... that girl drove me crazy, and then she apologized because there was a misunderstanding of that makes sense. So I'm talking to her, but I'm being very leery. Anyway, she might have a connection on getting Oliver Stone, and so I'm going to try and milk it if I can for that. She just wrote me about it. She's pursuing it.
No problem, Mindy. Thank you. I managed to get what's the other guy's name? We basically got it.
And if they had, like, left me a message that said that, then I would have just gone ahead and recorded the show, but we were freaking out, so we basically did nothing today. So. Okay. Yeah. No problem. I appreciate you getting... yeah, it's still down, so, yeah. And we had some pretty decent people figure today, too, Emmy, Oscar, Grammy winners, like, you know, things happen, when they happen, so can't complain too much. Can you tell me one thing? I'm in the control room right now, and I'm trying to bring up the screen from the other room. And it says connect to shared computer host. Do you know what I put there to be able to pull up that screen so I can take a call? Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to get the other screen to come up on here. No problem. No problem. We'll figure it out. Thank you so much for your help. Thank you.
Skid Row Studios, Jake speaking. One moment. This is Skid Row Studios. Can you hear me? Hello? Okie dokie, I have no idea why this is not going. He's not here anymore. I can't test it unless I have someone calling in. So.
What is that sound? Hi, sorry. We're just going to adjust the test to something. If you can dial back and just hold on until we're Italian, it'll just be another minute or so once we're on. But, yeah, or just call us back with that number. Yeah, we can call out. You have to, if you can call back in and then just hold until we tell you that we're ready. Like, you may not hear something for a second, but it's okay. Is that all right? Oh, my God.
It's a nightmare. This is Skid Row Studios.
Yeah, with Hamlish.
Oh, right. Excellent. Sounds like we got a good signal coming through. I'm going to be able to transfer you to Carl in about 30 seconds. So just hold the line. You'll hear a beep, and then Carl will come on the air.
Okay.
Okay, give me a speaking test with you.
Welcome to Causeversations.
Okay. Marvin, can you hear Carl?
I hear him fine.
Excellent.
Okay, I'm going to give you an intro, and then I'll jump into the first question.
Now, we're talking about Pasadena, am I right?
Yes, sir. This is about Pasadena Pops and a little bit about your career. And it's going to be about 20 minutes, if that's all right.
Okay.
It's going to be in the newspaper, and I also own a web radio station, so I was going to, you know, it's such a rare thing to talk to somebody of your stature. I thought, oh, well, if you wouldn't mind, I'd also record you for radio and give you extra exposure. We have about 20,000 listeners.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. All right, so I'm just going to start with the intro. Ready? Okay. Welcome to Causeversations. I'm Carl Kozlowski, and today I'm especially honored to have an extremely rare individual in that he is one of only 11 people ever to win all four of the greatest entertainment awards that America has to offer. He is a winner of Emmys, Grammys, Oscars, and Tonys, as well as a Pulitzer Prize and two Golden Globes, and he's now the conductor of the Pasadena Pops, who start their new season at the L.A. County Arboretum. And please welcome Marvin Hamlish. So,
Hi, how are you?
Just fine. How are you?
Well, I'm looking forward to Pasadena. I love Pasadena. I got to tell you, I love that whole world.
Yeah.
And I particularly love the orchestra. I don't know if your people understand this, if the audience understands this well, but the orchestra really are the same people that are basically doing all the movies, and so they work during the day, you know, doing the soundtracks for the movies, and then they come at night to the to rehearse, and they're these crack musicians. I mean, it's like they could probably do the show without a rehearsal. They're just fantastic. So it's wonderful. It's a lot of fun, and we have three wonderful shows this year at the Arboretum. Three really, really good ones. We start out with They're playing our song with Lucy Arnaz and Robert Klein, and Robert Klein's hysterical. And then at the end of that show, we do a kind of a 30-minute version of the show. They're playing our song, which I wrote with Carol Sager.
Oh, great.
So it's a wonderful show, and then we have a good time here.
Yeah, that sounds great. And when you came into, this is your second season with the Pops.
Right.
So, but you're also a conductor all over the country with Pittsburgh, Milwaukee, Seattle, San Diego, and Dallas. And I don't know if there's any others, but it sounds like that's a pretty full calendar.
Yeah, that'll hold me. That'll hold me pretty busy.
So how does one manage to conduct in all these different cities and find something unique to do in each of them? Because I assume you do different types of seasons in each one of them, or
some of them are different, and some of them you are able to take the same show to different places, which is also very helpful.
Okay,
so that helps. Some you can't. Some are just very time based. For instance, we just did a show. Like, for instance, if I do a July 4th show. In a place that's around July 4th. You can't do that in December, you know? But it gets done, and it's usually 3 or 4 shows per city. So it's not as bad as it sounds because, you know, even though it's these places, there's every time I go there, it's usually 3 or 4 times a year. And if you do 3 performances each time, you're really talking about in a city maybe 12 performances a year. So 5 orchestras, 12 performances, you know, it's 60 concerts out of a year. That's not a lot. And meanwhile, that gives me enough time to do what I really love to do also, which is to write. I'm writing a show right now that we're very excited about, which is for DreamWorks, which hopefully will come out in 2014.
Wow.
So I'm busy.
So what is the show, if you can talk about it, for DreamWorks? Because you don't tend to do as much conducting or scoring for films anymore, so that should be a real treat. What are you working on?
Yeah, I love Broadway. I am doing a movie for HBO, which Steven Soderbergh is going to direct. It's based on a very particular time in the life of Liberace, and it stars Michael Douglas as Liberace and Ned and Matt Damon, and so we start that in August.
Wow. So, and is the score for that rooted in Liberace style music or?
Yeah, it's what we call an adaptation score. I doubt that there will be any brand new notes. This will all be based on music that Liberace is famous for.
Okay, because in The Informant, you worked with Soderbergh as well in 2009, and that's a really fun score. I mean, I interviewed you once before for Pasadena Weekly, and I remember noting that I thought that just made the movie. I loved it.
Well, I love that score. To be honest with you, I think that score deserved more of an honor than some of the scores that I've gotten nominated for, because the way I look at these things is, who else would have come up with that idea? You know what I mean? That was a really off-the-wall idea to come up with a score that really is like his condition. You know, he's bipolar, so is the score. So I was very happy with it.
Wow, okay. So, is that score even available for people to buy it? Because I'm trying to find it, and it seems...
I think it might be on iTunes. I don't know.
Got it. No problem. I want to ask, we'll get back to the Pasadena things in a bit, but as far as your life goes, you've been involved in music pretty much your entire life. Your dad was an accordionist and a band leader, so how did music influence you growing up, and were you formally trained, or did you pick it up?
I'm a Juilliard student. Yes, totally formally trained. I went to Juilliard for 13 years, and piano was in the house, and I took it up at the age of 5 and a half, and I've been at the piano ever since.
Wow. So then, one thing I've always wondered, when people are composers such as yourself, then how does that process work? I mean, are you just flooded with musical ideas everywhere you go? You hear music in your head and you just got to get it out? Or is it more complicated than that?
I am what I call a gun for hire, meaning I write because somebody has written a book or someone has written a libretto. There is characters on the page, and I start to get into those characters and I write for those people. No, I'm not sitting at a restaurant every day and going, oh, my God, I love this hamburger. I love this hamburger. Yes, it's true. You know, no. I don't do that. I just eat the hamburger and pay the money. But when I need to write, when there is an actual assignment to write, that's when I write.
Wow. So this is a lot funnier than I thought it would be. I love that answer. So then basically over time, though, you worked on so many amazing music, so much amazing music that has really stood the test of time as well. You know, of course, people, just some of the people that may not know, you're responsible for adapting Scott Joplin's works on The Sting, The Fantastic Entertainer, especially. You wrote The Way We Were, Nobody Does It Better. You do the melodies, though, and you worked with people like Harold Bayer Singer for the lyrics, correct? Or do you do the lyrics sometimes?
No, I only write music.
Okay. So how does that process work when you're working with a songwriter? Like Harold, you had particular magic with and worked with a lot, but was she the only person you worked with during that stretch? Or
both Carol and I were worked with other people. Uh-huh. I base my way of writing very much like Julie Stein did. Julie Stein wrote with a lot of different lyricists, and I like that too. I mean, I don't think you should just sit down with one lyricist. I mean, it works. Don't get me wrong, but I prefer working with different people for different projects. And again, you know, you watch the film, you're watching, you know, The Spy Who Loved Me, you know, you're watching the film, you kind of get into it, and the next thing you know, she comes up with the title like Nobody Does It Better, and you're off and running. So, yes, I mean, The Way We Were would never have been written unless there was a film called The Way We Were, unless there was a book called The Way We Were. So, I mean, these things all have their way to slowly but surely get to the part where they need music, and that's where I come in.
Okay, so then what would you say the key to conducting is? Because, I mean, what made you decide to switch over or to add that to your repertoire? I shouldn't say switch over.
Right, but to me, when you're doing a pop show and you're conducting, the most important thing is clarity. Clarity to the musicians. If the musicians understand what you're doing, you know, like, keep it simple. If they understand what you're doing, you're going to have no problems. If you get too esoteric, too wild, where it's getting too much, you don't want to go over the top. You want to be very straightforward. It's very much like getting directions. You know, like when you stop somewhere and you ask the person for directions? Sure. And if you hear them say, well, you go to the corner one east, one-tenth of a mile, go to the northeast corner, make a left. However, when you see the... It's too much. You go, I don't know where I'm going. You want someone to say, go up 2 miles, make a left, and you'll be fine. And that's what you want from a conductor. I mean, a conductor is literally conducting you through to get you from the beginning to the end. And you want him to be, his directions to be very precise and easy to follow.
Okay. So then, with all the types of music that you've done, what do you listen to on your own? I mean, do you have a favorite artist or set of artists or style of music that you listen
to? When I'm in my car, I only put on Sirius Radio, and I only put on two stations, which is either Broadway or Seriously Sinatra.
Huh.
When I am doing a show, for instance, that I'm doing now, which has a lot of hip-hop in it, then I will purchase on iTunes hip-hop tunes that I will kind of emulate or at least use to get me into the groove. So, but on my own, I tend to go for Sinatra or Broadway.
So the project you're working on for DreamWorks has hip-hop, you're saying?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Which project has hip-hop music? Is the one for DreamWorks? Or
the DreamWorks, right, yes.
Really? Well, that's an interesting mix. How did they decide to... How did you wind up crossing into that? I mean, I know you don't... I asked you about the project in general, but I didn't realize it was hip-hop. That's quite a switch.
Well, it's not all hip-hop. It's a combination of traditional and hip-hop. So I'm just glad I got the assignment because I'm loving what I'm doing.
Yeah, yeah. And is there anything that... because this seems like a surprising fit for you. So has there been any project that you worked on over the years that you could say was a particular surprise that you were asked to do it because something off the wall for you?
I think the biggest surprise in my career was getting the Bond film.
Huh.
You know, because, I mean, we did get a big hit song out of that.
Yeah.
And the Charlie Stein was brilliant in it. But why they picked me, I'll never know. But I'm thrilled they did.
Well, you wrote a real classic, you know, ballad for it. I mean, it wasn't the typical, maybe that's why you're surprised, because it wasn't like Live or Let Die kind of epic music.
No. Yeah. It was much more of a
yeah.
A torchy, very sexy ballad.
Oh, absolutely. But what I mean is that why you were surprised that that they picked you because it wasn't
you weren't an epic
kind of guy?
Right.
Okay, got it. Yeah. And so then what would you say, has there been like a most difficult project in your career, that something that you wish could have turned out a little bit better, or maybe it was a big challenge but you wound up working out great?
If I understand the question, you're saying...
What was the most challenging thing you ever had to deal with? Like something where, man, that was tough, but it worked out great. Or were you ever disappointed and wish, like even if it was something famous, did you wish anything could have turned out different on any of your projects?
I never look back. It's like you're in a plane and you're going through turbulence, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, what can you do about it, really? I mean, what can you really do about it? You can either scream and yell... You can pray, yeah. And you can take 3 Valiums. That's about it. You can't really turn the plane around, right?
Yeah.
In the same way, we can sit here forever discussing, you know, this thing was that I wish I'd changed that chord. I wish I'd done this. No, I don't do that. I'm so happy with how it all ended up. I'm just happy that we're fine and dandy, and that I leave it at that.
Okay. And do you have a particular favorite project though out of everything?
Well, Chorus Line to me is still one of my favorite moments of my life because I got a chance to work with Michael Bennett.
Yeah.
And it's where I always wanted to end up, which was on Broadway. So I was very thrilled about all that.
Well, that's great. Okay. And what about one thing I read is that you were an early accompanist for Barbara Streisand. Is there any stories you can tell about working with her?
Well, I was the accompanist I was an assistant dance ranger on Funny Girl. And that's where I first met her. And we have been friends since then, since I've been about 19 years old, but it's been a long time.
Wow.
And I've been very lucky. I've worked with some of the greatest people in the world. I've worked with her. I've worked with Idina Menzel. I've just worked with Liza Minnelli since the age of 16. So I've been very, very, very lucky in my career, having met just about anyone that I ever wanted to meet. So I'm very happy with that.
Okay. And what would you say is people can look forward to this season with the Pops?
Well, as I said, we have the...
The playing our song, yeah.
We have they're playing our song, and I think that's in... I'm correct, that's in the middle of June. I think that's the 16th of June.
Yeah, that's where we're...
Right, and then we do the... we have Michael Feinstein coming in on the 21st in Pasadena. He's unbelievable. In fact, he's fantastic.
That's for and July 21st, right?
What?
July 21st.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
And then I'm just trying to think. And then we have a Gershwin show on the 8th of September. So all in all, it's going to be darn good, a darn good season. At this beautiful place called the Arboretum. This is the first year that we played at the Arboretum, and it's a gorgeous outdoor facility, absolutely gorgeous.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, because that was a big hullabaloo in Pasadena about switching over from one venue to another. You guys really won out, it sounds.
Yeah, it's going to be wonderful. They're going to love it. People are going to love it. You know, it'll be new in the beginning, but I think people will love it.
Okay.
Listen, thank you very much. I've got to run. I've got to go to a rehearsal.
No
right
problem.
Now,
perfect timing, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks a lot. Bye. And that was a conversation with the legendary Marvin Hamlisch. Thanks for listening.
That was good, dude. Can you hear me in there? That was good. Can you hear me in there? Okay. Very entertaining. I he had one joke there that just made me laugh my ass off. I love that hamburger. I love this hamburger. Hilarious. We got about 4 minutes until we're out of here. So I'm just trying to wrap up a couple things on this side, get things ready for tomorrow. You're fine. You wrap up. You're fine. No. That's what I'm trying to find out.